If something happened, see, this is the 29th?
Yeah, tomorrow's the 3rd, last day.
If something happened on this day last year, you'd say, well, now it happened exactly?
Same day.
Okay, but to say last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
Last year.
Okay, a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
You ever say that?
A year ago, I said that.
Okay. You look up in the sky, you might say, I don't like the looks of those
stars.
Okay, and if it's during the day, and it looks like it might rain, those
clouds.
Okay. But if the sun is shining and there are no clouds, you might say it's a
really beautiful day.
Okay. If it's just the opposite of a pretty day, how would you describe it? It's really
a bad day.
Okay. Any other ways of saying a
rainy day?
Okay. If it's been fire, and then the clouds come and you expect rain, you might say the weather is
changing.
Okay. And if it's been cloudy.
Yes, I always see it's getting cloudy this morning. It's been kind of cloudy all the morning.
Okay, you might have got to say, well, you reckon the weather's gonna
rain.
Okay, you reckon the weather's gonna stop looking cloudy, and you reckon it's going to, how would you say if you want to know if it's gonna get pretty? You think it's going to
cloud.
Okay. If it had been a real heavy rain, how would you describe that to somebody? It just poured.
Heard it poured down either one.
Have you ever heard them call anything like a gully washer?
Yeah, there's gully washers.
Yeah.
Because I really call them gully washers.
Okay, you ever heard?
When it rains, you know, washes gullies in the field.
Yeah. And would you say a cloudburst, a regular cloudburst?
Cloudburst.
What about a storm that had a lot of thunder and lightning in it?
That was bad weather.
Okay. What kind of a storm was it? You'd say that was a regular
storm.
Okay. Would you say a thunderstorm or an electrical storm?
Electrical, sometimes it's bad thunder and lightning.
Okay. And if there was a lot of wind, you might say the wind was very...
Wind sure blew.
The wind what?
Blew.
Okay. And yesterday the wind...
Didn't blow.
Okay. And then you might say, well, that wind was really bad, but it has even harder in the past. It has
been harder.
Okay, it has blown or blowed?
Blowed hard.
Okay. And if the wind is coming from that direction, you'd say, well, the wind is...
Coming from the west.
And if it's coming that direction, say the wind is...
It's coming from the north.
Okay. And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a...
Southwest.
Okay, just southwest wind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They always, while the clouds come from the southwest.
Uh-huh. So and what about...
Tornadoes.
Ma'am?
Tornadoes. Thing.
From the south.
Southwest in here. Yeah.
What about if it's halfway between the east and the north?
Well, it's just regular weather.
Okay. And what would you call a wind that's blowing in from the west and the north? It's a...
Going to turn cold.
Okay.
When it changes to the north, it's turning cold.
Would you say a northwest wind or a northwestern?
Northwest.
Huh?
Northwest.
Okay. And if it's raining, but not very hard, just a few fine drops, you'd say it's...
Dropping. Dripping, dropping.
Okay.
Rain.
It's just a steady...
What?
Just a steady...
Steady rain.
Steady rain. What about a drizzle?
Well, it is drizzle.
Yeah. Or a sprinkle.
Sprinkling rain.
Okay. It's not really raining, but it's wet out. It's hard to see.
To keep us just a little moist.
Okay. And if it's hard to see, it's not raining, but it's hard to see. There's moisture.
Fine, mist.
Okay. Or fog.
Yeah, fog.
Okay. And if it's if the fog is so bad you can't see through it, you say, oh, it is very
bad.
Uh-huh.
Dangerous of driving in it too.
If you go up in the mountains, you might say, well, if you get up on top of it, it won't be so
bad.
Fog
won't be so bad.
Okay, or foggy.
Bad though, wouldn't it?
Yes, I guess.
I was up on the mountains.
Yeah.
Looking down. I'm down a little looking at the mountains too late.
Okay. And if you don't have rain for weeks and weeks and weeks, what do you call it? You say, we're really having a...
We sure need a rain.
Uh-huh. And what do you call that?
And the crops.
Uh-huh. What do you call that time when there's no rain? You say, that's a bad...
season.
Okay. A dry spell or... A
dry spell.
Drought?
Drought, either one.
Oh, how do you say it?
Drought.
Okay. If the wind has been very gentle, and then it's gradually getting stronger, you'd say it's doing what?
It's blowing.
It's, would you say picking up or breezing up or rising? Wind's rising?
Wind's rising.
Okay. And if it's just the opposite, the wind has been blowing real hard, but now it's not so bad.
It's slowing up.
Okay, the wind is?
Slowing up.
Okay. And on the morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, it's cold, but it's not really disagreeable. It's the kind of weather you might just enjoy being out in. You might say, well, this morning it's rather...
cool.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that? Airish or brisk?
It's airish, huh?
Okay. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and... Is that your phone?
Let's see, just a minute. I got staggered.
Sure, you sit.
I took a blood pressure tablet though before, right after breakfast. Yeah. Keep from, so maybe I could hold. So you're nearly through?
Yes, ma'am. Just a couple of things. If you say it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a
freeze.
Okay. Or if it's not really a hard freeze, we had a light.
Frost.
Say frost?
Yeah, had a light frost. You know, frost is what killed them.
Uh-huh. And if it was so cold last night that the water on the lake got hard, you would say, well, last night the lake... Or you had
froze
water.
Over.
Huh?
The lake froze over.
Okay. And you might say, if it gets much colder tonight, the lake might...
Better get our flowers in.
Right, because they might...
freeze.
Okay. And if you leave one out, you think, well, maybe they'll be all right, but the next morning you go out, it had already...
froze.
Okay. And how tall would you say this room is, Miss? This room is about?
I'm telling you the truth. I don't know. It's high.
Yeah.
I think it's 90 inches. These in here.
The drapes?
Red drapes.
Uh-huh.
90 inches. Now, how do you figure from there on?
Yeah, that? Well, you might say this room is about
9 feet.
Okay. How'd you say it?
9 foot.
Okay. And I need to ask you a couple of things that I didn't get on here. Did you tell me how much your mother went to school, Miss?
She didn't go very much because she was long in that war. She was born during the war.
And your father?
My father? My mother? Were you talking about my mother?
Yes, ma'am.
She was in that first war they had. Years ago, and my father was in the war.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And my grandfather got wounded in the war. One of his legs was shot off. Well, both my granddaddies got hurt. Mm-hmm. One of them's legs was shot off, and the other one was wounded some way. Mm-hmm. But my husband never did have to go. Mm-hmm. But he was fixing to have to go when it closed down. The Germany over there.
Yes. World War I. Mm-hmm.
He got out of that. He was about 31 years old, but he was fixing to call me.
Sure. But your father and both of your grandfathers then were in the war between the states.
Mm-hmm. Between the states, both of them.
Were they,
I never did see none of them. But they was in both of them.
And,
So Mama was born right after he left for the service, I think, when she was born.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't see the child till he got back home. And he said, they say that then, when they come from over there, they'd have to put off their clothes in the woods before they'd let them come to the house. The lice and stuff was so bad on them. You know, his grandma carried his clothes to the woods and he dressed them and they stuck fire to everything he had on. And then had to get them out of his head.
Sure. That sounds funny. Well, you told me that your father was a farmer and he had a meat market, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a meat market in Leslie.
Uh-huh.
He died when I was 12 years old, so I tried to run the thing, but I couldn't do it. Then you had to cut the meat yourself.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't do it, but the store next to me had come in and cut it.
And,
But I had to do with it because I was too young. I couldn't fool
sure.
with it. And fish and things.
Sure.
So we moved out in the country then when they proper died.
Uh-huh. And had he grown up near Leslie out there too?
No, he was up in Belleville. He was raised up there.
Right. Do you have any family living up around Elleville, or does he have any of his family up there now?
Most of that family has moved out from there. Yeah, I seen them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was small and I don't remember none of them.
Sure.
Because they moved out to other places. Now there's some Walters is up there that's kin to me, but we don't know one another because of first cousins. So I lived at Leicester then, and then you had to go in mules and buggies. You didn't visit much.
Sure. Okay, and... but both of your parents could read and write?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now my husband's parents couldn't. They weren't, either one never did go to school today.
Hmm.
And she could sing a song just as good as anybody sang. Never went to school.
Oh, here's one I didn't get. You might talk about a mountain, a place that's up real high, and what would be the opposite of that? Down a low place would be a... There's up in the
valley.
Mountain, and down in the...
Do you call it gullies?
Okay, or what about a valley?
A what?
Valley?
Bank.
Valley?
Valley. Well, valley would do.
Okay. And if somebody asks you if you know how to drive a car, then I'd say...
I say no, because I don't.
Uh-huh. And,
I never did learn.
Does your daughter?
Oh, yeah. All my daughters and son, too.
Do what now?
All of my daughters drive cars.
Oh.
My oldest daughter died.
Yes.
And she learned before she married to drive a car. They just come in good.
And you might say, well, I had to go to the doctor, and my daughter drew me down there. How would you say?
Drove.
Yeah, okay. And, Thank you.